This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. Tropical storm Elsa made landfall in Cuba on Monday, charting a course toward Florida after causing at least three deaths elsewhere in the Caribbean. Elsa swept over Cuba's south central coast on Monday with sustained winds near 95 kilometers per hour. According to Cuba's Meteorology Institute, it brought a storm surge to the southern coast along with heavy rains. Cuban officials said they had evacuated 180,000 people from homes in flood-prone areas. The Associated Press, citing the Caribbean Disaster Emergency Management Agency, reported that the storm had killed one person on St. Lucia and that two people were killed in separate building collapses in the Dominican Republic. The storm also hit Haiti, Jamaica, and Barbados, where more than 1,100 people reported damaged homes. The U.S. National Hurricane Center predicts that Elsa will approach the Florida Keys and then the western coast of Florida on Tuesday and Wednesday. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis has declared a state of emergency in 15 Florida counties. Elsa was a Category 1 hurricane until Saturday when it was downgraded to a tropical storm. It is the fifth named storm of the season. And strong winds from Elsa are likely to affect the rescue and recovery operation in Surfside, Florida, where the death toll in the collapse of a condominium rose Monday evening to 28. 117 people are still missing as emergency workers continue the search. Demolition experts late on Sunday imploded the remaining portion of the partially collapsed condominium, fearing it was unstable and could come down in the face of high winds from the advancing tropical storm. You can find more on that and all the stories that we're covering at our website, voanews.com. You can also download our mobile app, VOA News.